Senate Bill 103, an act to revise the process and requirements for changing the form of municipal government.
Senate Bill 103 having had second readings over final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Heineman.
Mr. Speaker, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Senate Bill 103... Senate Bill 103 is an act to revise the process and requirement for changing the form of municipal government. Currently, municipalities come in three classes, depending upon their population and with accompanying requirements for their form of government. This bill would simply clarify that all these municipalities, regardless of their population, would now be able to adopt the form of government that works best for them. It really is important to pass this bill because many of these municipalities may be changing population in the 2000 census, and the legislature needs to provide some clear guidelines for those municipalities that may actually change their class from 1, 2, or 3. With this legislation, those municipalities could stay with their current form of government if it's working great for them, or they could change if they wish to. This bill, however, does leave in place the requirements that any change in the form of governments in those municipalities would have to be approved at an election of the citizens of the municipality. I urge your support for Senate Bill 103.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 103? Hearing none. The question for the House Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 103. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representative Ketzel. All members present have voted.
Clerk, please play the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, nays 1, excused 3.
Senate Bill 103, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions in title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.